This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's nice when you stick the slider up. Anyway, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part. And I want you part of the conversation. The only way you become part of the solution is if you become part of the conversation. Head up to the website. I'll wait. Realside.com. Today is an extremely busy news day. The Democrats want to spend $3 trillion of your own money, right? But very little of that will go to education. A lot of that will go to keeping people at home on the couch. Come on, right? Can we be honest about it or not? And I realize that she's now calling the coronavirus, I don't know if you caught this, she's now calling the coronavirus the Trump virus, right? Isn't that cool? You know, my mom used to say, little things amuse little minds. Just let that go from there. Anyway, again, Joe Mussini, your host, always a pleasure. And Brad Dacus is going to join us shortly after the break. And there is truly so much going on with SCOTUS and law. And things that are happening, you need to know. You need to know what your rights are, right? You really do. You need to know what your rights are. You need to know what you're allowed to do, not allowed to do, and how you can push back and fight back. And I love, you know, some of the titles that you're seeing today, some of the stories that you're seeing today come across. The, you know, CNN did not carry Trump's prepared, well, his coronavirus remarks today. Isn't that funny? I wonder why. If it was Obama, if it was a love fest, they would show it. If it was a 5 hours of his, you know, life's speeches, they would show it, no matter who fell asleep. But I want to get back to when Brad Dacus joins us. There is so much going on out there from a legal standpoint. Things that you and I are being challenged with on a day-by-day basis. When it comes to immigration and him protecting, these things are still out there. Protecting your religious rights, still out there. Remember, I used to tell you, just because he got elected, if he didn't have the support, look what happened. Look what will continue to happen. That simple. No, I talked earlier about the $3 trillion bill. They need it. Well, they don't really need it, but they want it. Because Nancy Pelosi and other lawmakers, they've tied to so many of these businesses that profit from the virus, from what's being sold. Right? Really? Now, Pelosi is one of many lawmakers that have been linked to business interests that have profited from the federal paycheck Protection Act. Pelosi's spokesman said that the Democrat's husband, Paul, He's a small investor in the company that owns the El Dorado Hotel in Sonoma. Now, that's located in Northern California's wine country. Now, which is really funny because it was okay for him to get that. It was okay for him to reach out and get that. But they wanted Trump to agree that none of his hotels would apply for the help. So Trump could take a beating, but Pelosi's people didn't have to. Pelosi's husband. This is, you look in a dictionary, this is the exact definition of what hypocrisy is. Paul Pelosi owns 8.4% of the company EDI Associates. It amounts to somewhere between $250,000 and $500,000 is what his stocks are worth. Mr. Pelosi, she said, is a minor passive investor in the company. I came out of Pelosi's office. He's not involved or even aware of the PPP loan. No, of course not. EDI Associates were loaned between $350 and $1 million. We quite don't know yet from the federal government. You know, people like this have the accountants. They have the paperwork. They know how to get it done to be able to. That loan will be forgiven to him. I guarantee you. Do you want, mark my words? The watchdog group Common Cause, the prospect of lawmakers benefiting so directly from a program intended to help the American businesses survive, really doesn't encourage voter trust now, does it? But it will on the left. They don't care. No, they don't care because Pelosi's are for the cause of the people. Behind their tower with, you know, 18-foot walls, they're still for the cause of the people. Certainly looks bad, smells bad, Common Cause spokesman Aaron Sherb told the AP. As of June 30th, the Treasury Department has loaned $521 billion, you know, simoleons, out to small businesses. It's only identified companies that were loaned more than $150,000. Now, AP's review of the recipients showed that a shipping business started by Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao's family received a loan. Chao is married to who? Come on, you guys know this. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, right? Foremost, a maritime company was founded by Chow's parents. Her sister runs a New York-based company. It received also between $350 and $1 million. McConnell says neither my wife nor I have anything to do with the business. We didn't know anything about it. Nobody ever does, if you noticed. Republican Representative Roger Williams of Texas. Mike Kelly. I mean, all these guys, Democrats and Republicans, are deep involved with companies that got a boatload of money from the federal government. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dinkins joins us soon. Or soonly. One of the two.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you could do there. A lot you should be doing there, actually. I mean, seriously. You keep talking about how you want to support shows like mine, groups like mine, or what have you. Then you need to do it. You need to actually do it. Head over to the website. You can watch. You can listen. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including, you know, donate. Donate's always a nice thing to do, too. It helps keep the show going forward. And again, I meant to say that I appreciate your time with me. But I really like this guy. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. He's with me every week. We get so informed and so enlightened by what he's got going on and what he's fighting for. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
You know, Brad, I'm disappointed, my friend. I got an email this week from a listener who said, Joe, are you sure that that Christian school in Northern California was actually raided? Because, you know, the ever-loving, the ever-honest the so trustworthy website known as Snopes say that might not be true. What say you?
Well, if you went to our website, pji.org, you would find an actual video presentation discussing the raid, interviewing eyewitnesses to the raid, and what happened specifically with that school, that River Academy. And I think that it's there. The evidence is there. They had two canine units. You had, I think it was 16 SWAT officers. You had social worker. I mean, it was a total blitzkrieg on the campus. So we have all kinds of witnesses. We have students that were there that witnessed it. We have workers. We have the head of the school that was there. So they may try to, I guess it's like fake news. I guess they figure that they're empowered to change the facts. But that is what the state of California did. That's what the Department of Social Services did. They followed up after they couldn't find anything, as you know what happened. Then they followed up with a lawsuit, trying to find a technicality that somehow they, because the school provided transportation for the kids to get counseling by a third party at the request and payment of the parents, because they provided transportation and didn't make the kid walk in, 10, 20 miles on the highway, because of that, then they're saying, okay, you're actually a care facility, for like psychiatric care facility, and therefore you have to be under our control. Oh, and then by the way, therefore you can't have anything Christian. That's what their mantra is. It's very sick. It's a demented example of what happens when government gets out of control and is not held in checks and balances. And that's what we at Pacific Justice Institute do, is hold government accountable and with checks and balances through our courts.
All right. Well, I'm a little tongue in cheek with you on that one, because this is coming from Snopes, and I want people to see how they paint these pictures. And if you read the whole article that they have, okay, they talk about how it's a secluded residential school, okay, hard to get to kind of thing, that you refused or they refused to get a license to operate, a state-required license to operate, okay? And they go on and on to talk about how the Department of Social Services said that the organization violated the rules and or license because of their religious belief and their anti-LGBTQ training. I want people to see that this is what they do to people like you or organizations like yours.
Yeah, first off, what's true and not true. Yes, actually, it's at a beautiful place with pine trees. It's actually a wonderful location. It's got a pond or a lake there, and it's a wonderful place, wonderful educational boarding school. Because it is a boarding school and not a psychiatric institution, it's a educational boarding school. It doesn't give psychiatric counseling. They are not licensed with the Department of Social Services. They are licensed with the California Department of Education, like all educational institutions and educational boarding schools. So they are licensed. They've been licensed for years. They've always passed all the criteria under the Department of Education for educational boarding schools. So that is a deceptive conveyance of information by far. And as far as it being, they're attacked because they're Christian, anti-LGBT, there is an element of that because, yes, they are Christian and they do teach what the Bible says, but they give love and respect for every child, whoever they are, wherever they are, and are supportive of all children, no matter what they may be going through or dealing with. So, the bottom line is that fake news and the Department of Social Services, their goal is to shut down every Christian boarding school in the state of California. Then they want to spread this to all the other blue states across to start the effort to literally shut down all Christian boarding schools. And people say, well, you're just exaggerating. Oh, no. I know of another Christian boarding school that is also in the process. They're investigating to attack to try to build a case to find something wrong another pretext to be able to try to shut them down. And it is a fantastic Christian boarding school that I know very, very well, and I'm not going to give more information on that. But so that's their goal. They want to shut them all down in the intolerant, bigoted, hate-filled state of California. If you don't believe a certain way, then you're not wanted. And that is tyranny, and that is no business in the United States of America. It has no business in California.
Amen. I love this stuff because, you know, I have to read to get some of these stories together and what have you. And I want you to know something. They've somehow found this activist law firm called Pacific Justice Institute to help them.
Well, that's a compliment. We are, that is a compliment. You say activist law firm.
I love it.
We have attorneys. We have offices in a number of states from New York to Mississippi to Dallas to Seattle to, you know, all over. We have very seasoned, experienced attorneys licensed in multiple states oftentimes. And they're constitutional attorneys who respect the law and seek enforcement and protection of our constitutional rights. So they want to call that activist. You know, we respect the Constitution. We are respecter of the law. So if they want to call that activist, they probably should call our founding fathers activists, because I'm sure they also were very strong proponents of the constitutional rights that were endowed with by our Creator.
Yeah, I thought you'd find that amusing. That's why I enjoyed that so much.
And I
want people to see something. You know, this is how they attack people. I actually have had, I mean, a little heartbreaking. I've had pastors call me who know me, and there's a story or something that's circulating, and they actually call me and ask me if it's true because of the way the story was written, and you know, people buy into it. It's just craziness. So, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about the Missouri couple, St. Louis couple, that had their guns taken away. Now they're having charges against them. If they're convicted of a felony, they're not going to be allowed to have those guns back. I want to talk to you about that. Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. Brad Dacus will be with us on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. A Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Opening the Senate floor on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill to help Americans.
We will start with the facts and develop real, targeted solutions on the subjects that matter most to American families. Kids, jobs, and health care.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, though, slamming Republicans' effort to craft their new coronavirus stimulus bill, saying it's done behind closed doors and then dropped out on the Senate floor for everyone to sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now.
We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving our feet. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving our feet. We should be singing together, you and me.
Get engaged. Do something to further the conversation. Don't just be another complainer. Make sure you have a clue. Anyway, let's go to Diane in Henderson, California. Diane, beautiful in Henderson. Thanks for calling the show. Are you there? You know, I hate this button. It sticks. Diane, you're with us. Diane? Hello, hello? Anybody there? All right, I'm going to put it back on hold. And we'll see. When she comes back on, it'll be great. All right. Anyhow. All right, Brad Dankus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time that he spends with us on the air. And, you know, just being involved, being engaged with us on a regular basis. Get a lot of great information. Hope you feel the same way about it. Brad, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay. We got the couple in St. Louis. Had their guns taken away from them. You know, because... You know, when people break onto your property, break down the fence, come into your land, I guess you're supposed to let them. I don't know. I was kind of confused about that whole Second Amendment thing. But so apparently the local district attorney feels that they broke the law because they were brandishing weapons, and they really weren't. Nobody really threatened them, that kind of stuff. The AG for the state has a whole different mindset. He is moving to dismiss the charges against the couple. He says that they had every legal right to do what they did based on what he saw. But if they get charged with a felony and somehow get, you know, convicted of it, they won't be able to have those guns, will they?
No, they won't. And they're looking at a, I think it's a D felony, D-grade felony, and that would be punishable, I believe, up to 4 years behind bars. It's not a minor threat. It's a major threat to them, and you know, they know their rights. You know, I know the husband is actually an attorney himself. He understands what his rights are under Missouri law and the Constitution. The Attorney General and the Governor have both spoken out on this and saying that this is ridiculous. In that, people don't understand the facts. You know, this was a gated community. There was a metal gate, not for decorations. It's a metal gate in a private community, which means the road, the street, and the sidewalk is not owned by the government. It is privately owned. They paid for the street. They paid for the upkeep and the cleaning of the street. It's not the government at all. It's all private. And they're allowed to allow vendors to come in or not. They made it very clear this is private property. And then this mob, which is what they were, and this is following the arsonery, the murders, the punishment of the bullets and all that garbage that went on. This is why all this is taking place. This is this group with the same cause, the same purpose, the same mantra, presumably the same affiliation and connections. They didn't just simply open the gate and pass in. They tore the gate down. They used their violence to tear it down with mantras and shouting. They came on in. They were passing right there in front of this house. This couple felt afraid for their lives. And so he had his AR-15, and she had her pistol. And they stood in front of their property to make it clear, don't you attempt to attack us or our property or to burn this house down. We won't let you burn this house down like you did so many others in the days before. So they didn't shoot anyone, but mind you, that mob in there screamed at them and said, "We're going to burn your house down. We're going to attack you." They had every reason to be fearful based on what has happened, based on what this group did, and based on what this mob was saying. So the good news that people understand is that the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment gives us the right to bear arms. Primarily, the number one is to be able to protect ourselves and our property. In addition to that, the state constitution of Missouri, along with the state statutes, explicitly protect the rights of individuals to protect themselves, their children, their family, their house, and their property, verbatim. So they've got an ironclad case. But here you have this zealous district attorney who, by the way, has bringing not one single charge against these violent trespassers, and instead is prosecuting this man and woman scared to death, trying to protect themselves, keeping their house from being ransacked and put on fire and themselves possibly have their throats slit. They're prosecuting them, and not a single one of these vandals, who broke in, this mob, is being prosecuted. That's been so frustrating to so many of us because here we know oftentimes we can't count on police because they're being held back by liberal mayors and all. And at the same time, they know that there's a real risk of harm and safety to harm and safety to them and that to their safety. And yet they're being prosecuted. And yet this district attorney, she's on the side of the people who the mob. And she wants to punish anyone that makes any attempt in any way to protect themselves and not let their house be burned down to the ground.
What was funny was how many the governor and the AG came out and said, it would be really great if you could maybe get through that case or that caseload of murders that you have on your desk instead of worrying about these people who did nothing more than protect themselves. So you're going to see a bit of a word war going back and forth between these people for some time to come. And she loses no matter what happens. I mean, they're gonna pardon, or they're going to do whatever they got to do to make sure that these people don't go to jail over this, right?
Right. And there could be a criminal trial. This could actually go forward. And you may have a jury who's, depending on who's on the jury, you may have a jury that has a bias, I'll just leave it at that, against people like this couple. They may convict her, give her the full felony. But we do know that justice will be served, hatred will not prevail, and that the attorney general and the governor will, the attorney general will step in, and the governor is willing to pardon if necessary to protect their right to protect themselves and their property. But what they did is what every single level-headed American, I believe, would do if they were in the same situation or something very similar to it. They wouldn't allow their house and their property to be threatened, their lives be threatened, their children be threatened, and their safety. And this is what the Second Amendment is about. We need to respect it. We need to defend it. And I'm glad they have an attorney general there in Missouri willing to do just that.
With two brain cells that actually work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, even if this went all the way through, if it made it to the Supreme Court, I mean, I think you'd have a 9-0 ruling here. That the bottom line with this was, no. What you guys did in the state was crazy ridiculous, right?
Right. I think even I think Ginsburg and Sotomayor, as much as they hate our civil liberties and our Constitution, at times, I think even they would realize, we need to allow people to protect and defend themselves against mobs that can do all kinds of things. I think that on private property, and once again, this is private property they invaded. This district attorney, she's got a political agenda. She's playing to a base of her support there in St. Louis, and I think in the end of the day, it's going to be shame on her after all this is said and done.
All right, let me take a quick call here out of Diane from Henderson. Diane, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine now, and thank you for calling the show.
Oh, I'm so glad you can hear me. A little bit ago, you were talking about the testing that, of course, we're going to increase because there's more testing. But I have a neighbor that went to the doctor because he has heart problems and different physical problems, and he wanted a test. And his doctor said, wait on that. He said, something's not right here. He said, one of his patients had a test done, and that it came back positive, and he didn't feel good about it. So he sent another one in under a fictitious name and did nothing to it but sent it in, and it came back positive.
Yeah, I've been getting emails and stories like that for weeks now. One doctor in particular said he sent four in without it being swabbed, just forward four fictitious names, and they all came back positive.
Yeah.
So, we're hearing more and more of that.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's terrible.
It is, and that's where the false numbers are coming from. Diane? We got to go to a commercial break, sorry. But I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you listening to the show. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes with Brad Dacus. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him on back. Brad Dacus joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always have a good time when he's on the show. Me and Brad, again, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
So let's get into some of this other crazy stuff going on, too, as well. Now, you're looking at California now. The governor has says, you know, we can't worship, we can't sing, because singing spreads the virus. And you can have, I guess you can have outside services, correct?
Yes, outside services are totally allowed. Not necessarily because he wanted to, but he knew that he was going to lose in court because of the protests. So he didn't want to disallow the protests, so he's allowing the protests, and he allows outside services. It's the indoor meetings and services that he decided to pounce on. I think people need to understand one thing that's very important. Some things he says are actual mandates in writing and legally binding. Other things are not. What he signed regarding the mandate against singing is not binding against anyone on a Sunday morning except those who are paid employees. So all the volunteers, all the church attendees, the volunteer people, worship leading, all those people, they're free to sing as much as they wish. They're not limited to do that. There was a lawsuit filed, and it was unfortunate because I think if the attorneys had simply had done their homework and read through the law, they would just discover that it was only binding, according to pursuant to Cal OSHA, against paid employees, and even then, that's very difficult to enforce. Whether or not a pastor is actually lip singing, or is he, you know, actually singing as a paid worship leader? If they're paid, usually they're not. Are they actually singing, or is it lip singing? So it's really bogus, and people need to realize that's not something to be afraid of. But they do need to know that the order against meeting indoors, that is a legally enforceable order, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are working with churches through our Zoom call on Thursdays at 2 p.m. To equip the churches and private schools on what they can do and what they can't do. But one more quick point, I don't want to forget this. He also said private schools, like private Christian schools, they can't meet. They can't meet. It's all got to be online. Well, we actually looked at what was actually written, and no, it's not binding against private schools at all. It's just sort of a guidance or recommendation at this point. So people really need to understand. We're going to talk about that on Thursday at 2 p.m. As well.
But when you talk about them being able to meet, or you know what their being paid, if you would, I think that's interesting because you were talking about the magicians are being musicians, not magicians. Although the way they play some of those instruments, they're like magicians. The musicians being paid for this, they technically would not be allowed to, correct?
The musicians who are being paid can play their instruments. They technically could not sing out loud, but that would have to be validated that they individually were actually singing and not lip singing. And I think that could be very, very problematic for any prosecutor. That's why it's not even really enforceable from a practical perspective.
Wow. I mean, it's seriously, when you look at what they're coming down with, what they're trying to push on us, they are truly trying to separate us, trying to beat us down, and trying to make us feel like, we don't stand a chance. We have nothing. We have no way to be able to worship and get together in the whole nine yards. It's a very defeating very irritating and defeating at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's the attempt, is to defeat, to discourage, and yet this... order, whatever, should have had really functionally no impact on any church service at all in terms of the singing and worship. You could have a volunteer if they're actually whose voice is going out. Most worship teams have mostly volunteers. So it's, but it's that kind of bullying that Governor Gavin Newsom is attempting that we at Pacific Justice Institute really take it seriously, because not so much because it's enforceable all the time, but just because it comes across the wrong way and it creates fear and intimidation. And we quickly did research and we sent out information and to those churches, and we're going to do the same for the private schools so they're equipped and know what the truth is and what they can do and what they can't do, and some options around it if it does go into effect. For example, let's say the last minute, right before school starts, he then officiates and says, okay, no private schools can meet. Does that prohibit outdoor meetings under tents and some alternative arrangements? No, it wouldn't, because outdoor gatherings is fair game for protests, for riots, for churches as well. And it would also therefore apply to private schools being able to gather in some kind of under a tent or outside capacity as well. That's the worst case scenario, where he does the last minute, and we examine it, and for some reason we don't get it struck down as unconstitutional. That's the worst case scenario, but he is a bully and he loves to intimidate.
You know, when you and I talk over a week, some people will go grab the podcast and ask questions and send me. But the one I get the most is, how long can he continue to do, you have to wear a mask and or you have to stay locked in and or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how long can he keep these? There are other Supreme Courts and or other judges in other states that have said, no, they're overstepping their boundary now. Some of these governors are being called on the carpet by the judges.
Right. And we called the governor of Oregon to the carpet and had her order, her shutdown order, ruled null and void completely. But then the state Supreme Court brought it up and reversed it. Of course, four of the seven justices were appointed by the governor, you know, so no surprise. But then we had a federal district judge, in New York City, and he said, no, this is over. You are allowing all these rioters, all these protesters in mass, doing all this chanting and everything. He looked at the evidence and says, you no longer have a compelling state interest justifiable to silence churches and prevent them from meeting when you're allowing this to take place. And which is sort of invalidated their whole case of some kind of compelling health interest. So that's what we are arguing in court in Washington State. We're arguing that also in our case in California, Alameda County. That's what we're going to be arguing. Also, unequal treatment, unequal protection under the law, especially for religious institutions. I think we're going to see some. In the end, we're going to see this play out because the courts have held in case law that you cannot have an infringement upon individual's ability, a substantial burden on their ability to practice their faith over a prolonged period of time. There's a time when it has to come to a halt because then it becomes just tyranny. And the Attorney General Barr understands that. I don't know if whoever Biden, if he gets elected president, who he's going to appoint, if they'll have that same attitude of protecting religious freedom. But we have the Attorney General on our side. He gets it. And I do believe this will come to an end, especially since the fatality rate is going down, even though the cases are going up, the people dying is going down. 68%, it's fallen 68% since its peak, even though the cases have gone up over 150%. So we see that the virus is weakening, or whatever the case is going down, and the case for these governors is getting weaker and weaker by the day.
I'm loving this stuff because... Now, if you say that, you hear some of the channels, some of the commentators will say, well, that's because the death toll is lagging. No, it's because they've been caught, putting deaths down as coronavirus deaths when they're really not, isn't it?
Oh, right. In fact, I what she was saying, I know of people personally that they were waiting in line, they were going to have it done, they decided, it's just waiting too long, They get a notice that their test came back positive, and their test was never taken. So there's a big – I think it's a big scam. I think it's a big fraud. I think it's all going to come to the surface. But the bottom line also, I think the virus is probably weakening. I know it's weakening because the United Kingdom, the United States, and China have all validated that this virus is greatly weakening. Italy was the first to come out and make that observation. It's not as ugly as it was before, and it's going to continue to weaken, and also I think we'll expose the fraud as well. The bottom line is, what is the fatality rate? Are people dying? And it's already more than half of what it was from the peak on a daily basis, and it's still falling. That's what people need to be looking at if they want to be responsible, as opposed to those in the media that want to create hype.
Oh, yeah, no, again, just like with the Snopes piece that I read in the beginning, people got to do your homework. You've got to check into this stuff. You have to make sure that the information you're getting is real and true. Otherwise, you're going to be they're going to be pulling you around like sheep. It's just craziness. All right, PJI.org, right? PJI.org, people can help by heading over there. Signing up for your newsletter is signing up. Forget the signing up. It takes money to do this, people, like anything else. So give up a cup of coffee, give up a couple of cups of coffee at that expensive place, and help out Pacific Justice Institute if you want to see them keep doing what they're doing. Brad, I always enjoy our time together. Really very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Likewise.
All right, Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the next hour. You're going to miss it. I'm not going to tease you. You're going to have to come back and find out what it's all about. We'll be back in a minute.